If you followed the Women's Soccer World Cup last summer, you most definitely remember Carly Lloyd. The midfielder helped the U.S. Women's National Team win the cup, scoring 3 goals in the final against Japan, including an incredible shot from midfield to complete her hat trick.
Lloyd with Morgan streaking. She's chipping the goalkeeper!
Last night, Lloyd was recognized as the 2015 FIFA Women's World Player of the Year. We called up Caitlin Fisher to get her reaction. She's a former professional soccer player, and she remembers playing with Carly Lloyd when they were both teenagers.
We started playing on the Region 1 team together when we were about 16. And then when we were 19, we both made the under-21 national team together. I mean, I couldn't be more proud right now of her and seeing where she's come.
What was it like to see her land the FIFA Woman Player of the Year award?
Just incredible. Really incredible. I mean, I've just seen her over the years, kind of all the ups and downs that she's gone through and people not believing in her, but her constantly believing in herself and just seeing her get to this place of being the best in the world. So really just so proud of her.
Yeah. Anybody who didn't have Carly Lloyd on their radar screen last summer during that match, U.S. versus Japan for the final, that incredible rematch, probably thought, where has she been? Yeah. Was she always the natural we saw in that final?
She's not the most consistent player, and she hasn't ever been, but she does have this tendency to pull through in really clutch moments in big games. You know, she scored the game-winning goal in the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, in 2012 in London to win the 2 gold medals, and then we saw her last summer at the World Cup. So she has a tendency, but there's many games where she doesn't appear. People don't notice her at all. But I think many of these kind of dips that she's had in her career have propelled her further and gotten her even higher. And you've seen this drive in her that she's constantly asking, how can I improve? How can I improve?
Give me an example of that, because I know you've seen her grow and change as a player.
Well, it was funny. Even I was just recollecting back to when we were 19, we first made the under-21 national team that summer. It was the Nordic Cup. I got selected as an alternate, so didn't end up going. But she made the roster, and she turned to me and she said, I'm not really sure I want to go. I don't know if I should do that. I don't know if I can do this. And really very little confidence of going into this. She wasn't a starter. She had just made it. And just laughing with her now, it was maybe 10 years ago that she got this personal trainer named James to work with her. And he's been alongside her the entire time and really saw this potential in her. She has constantly said to him, you know, how can I take my game to the next level?
Apparently she thanked him in her speech.
To James, we started this journey 13 years ago. You told me that I could become the best player in the world. It just took me the realization now that I could. Thank you for everything.
I gather he's been pretty tough on her, telling her things like, you know, even if I call you at 10 at night and you're at a party, you're going to come out and kick balls with me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but she would be the first to say I'm there before you even call me. But absolutely, yeah.
Sports Illustrated, as you know, named Serena Williams a Sports Person of the Year, which is a rare honor that magazine gives to a woman. A lot of people said it should have been Carly Lloyd just for that midfield goal alone against Japan. Do you think the FIFA Woman Player of the Year honor kind of goes part of the way to writing what many say was a Sports Illustrated bad?
There's no doubt in so many people's minds that 2015, these past 12 months, that Carly Lloyd was one of the top, if not the top, female athlete on the planet for what she did and her performance. Serena Williams is an entirely different category because her consistency over the years is incomparable. Two very different things. But if we just look at the past 12 months, what Carly did, hands down, I think is the top performance. Really excited to see what she brings to Rio for the Olympics.
Caitlin Fisher, former professional soccer player, now a soccer activist with Discover Football. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.